Chapter 7. How to Speak Australian. Colonel Taylor was 46, and he was a diplomat for the Australian government. His wife, Rebecca, was 44. Their son, Roy, was 15, and their daughter, Maggie, was 17. Maggie was very beautiful, with blue eyes and fair hair. The Taylors had been very kind to me. Not many people would employ someone who just arrived at their house one day from Mumbai. I was lucky. They needed a servant quickly because they had just sacked the last one. In the 15 months that I had been with the family, 5 more servants had been sacked from their jobs. This was because Colonel Taylor was the man who knows. Jagdish, the gardener, stole plants from the garden, and Colonel Taylor knew. Jagdish was sacked the next day. Sheila, the maid, took a bracelet from Mrs. Taylor's room, and Colonel Taylor knew. Sheila was sacked. Raju, the cook, drank some of the colonel's whiskey. He was sacked. Ajay, the new cook, planned to steal some money and told his plan to a friend on the phone. He was sacked the next day, and he and his friend were arrested by the police. Basanti, the new maid, put on one of Maggie's dresses. She was sacked the next day. How did Colonel Taylor know about things that happened behind closed doors, in the middle of the night, or on the telephone? It was very mysterious. None of us could understand it. Only Shanti, the new maid, and I could go into the family's private rooms. But we could not go into the colonel's office. He called it the den. The den was a small room next to his bedroom. It had a heavy wooden door with 3 locks. Only the colonel could go in there. Not even Mrs. Taylor, Roy, or Maggie were allowed in. My time with the Taylors had helped me to forget the things that had happened in Mumbai. Shantaram and Nilima Kumari were now almost forgotten. I sometimes thought about Gudia, and I could not forget Salim. I felt guilty about leaving him behind, but I was afraid to write to him or phone him. Living with the Taylors, I had learned to like a lot of Australian things, but I found it difficult to speak like an Australian. Every evening in my room, I practiced. G'day, mate. See you at 8 at India Gate. And then I would laugh at myself. Roy and Maggie received a magazine every month. It was called Australian Geographic. It was full of pictures of wonderful places in Australia. I did not have much work to do. Ramu was the cook, and he looked after the kitchen. Shanti made the beds and washed the clothes. I did the cleaning, and sometimes I helped Bhagwati, the new gardener, in the garden. The servants had 3 rooms. One was large, and the other 2 were small. Bhagwati lived in the large room with his wife and son. Shanti lived in the second room. Ramu and I shared the 3rd room. Ramu was a nice man and a very good cook. Shanti liked him very much, but Ramu was in love with someone else. Her name was a secret, but I can tell you that she was a very beautiful girl with blue eyes and fair hair. Colonel Taylor did not give me all of my salary. He paid me 50 rupees each month and promised to give me the rest of my money when my employment with him ended. I had 100 rupees in my pocket, but the rest of my salary now totaled 22,500 rupees. Every night, I dreamt of visiting the places that I had seen in Australian Geographic. I bought 30 of these magazines from the man who collected all the old magazines and newspapers that the Taylors did not want. It was past midnight, and Ramu was not asleep. "What's the matter, Ramu?" I asked.
"How can I sleep, Thomas?" he said. "I am thinking about my beautiful girl."
"You are stupid," I told him. "If Colonel Taylor finds out, he'll sack you." Ramu smiled
and put something into my hand. It was a photograph of Maggie.
My God, I cried. Where did you get this?
I took it from her room, Ramu explained. You must not tell anyone, Thomas. Promise me.
2 days later, a police car arrived. The policemen pulled Ramu from the kitchen and took him to our room. They searched the room and found money and a diamond necklace in his bed. They found my Australian Geographic magazines in one corner of the room. And then they found the photograph of Maggie in my bed.
How did it get there?
I did not know. I was taken to the tailor's like a thief.
You only mentioned one thief in the house, Colonel Taylor, said the police inspector. And we found the diamond necklace and a lot of stolen money in his bed.
But look at these magazines.
He dropped them on the floor, then pointed at me.
And we also found this.
The inspector held out the photograph of Maggie. Maggie began crying. Ramu looked sick. Colonel Taylor looked angrier than I had ever seen him before.
You too, Thomas, shouted Mrs. Taylor. You Indians! We feed you, and what do? You steal from us!
No, Rebecca, Colonel Taylor told his wife. Thomas did not steal these things. Ramu hid the photograph in Thomas's bed.
I know.
Again, Colonel Taylor was the man who knows. I got my Australian Geographic magazines back. Ramu said that, yes, he had taken the photograph from Maggie's room, but he had not stolen the necklace. He said that it was Shanti, but the policeman only took Ramu away in the police car.
The tailors got a dog for Maggie, and she decided to call him Rover. A new cook was employed. His name was Jai. I did not like him.
I want to open a garage, but it will cost a lot of money, he told me one day. How much money do these people have in the house? Do you know?
I did not answer.
Colonel Taylor started to go on early morning walks with Rover. He went to Lodi Gardens near the house. I was ordered to go with him to clean up after Rover. Sometimes on these walks, Colonel Taylor disappeared for several minutes. I thought that it was strange, so one morning I decided to follow him. I saw him talking to a man who I knew was from the Ministry of Defence. I had seen this man before, at parties at the house.
I followed you last night from your house in South X to the sweet shop, Mr. Kumar, said the Colonel. You must be more careful.
I'm very sorry, Colonel, sir, said Jeevan Kumar. I know that people must not see us together. Meet me on Friday the 14th in the car park behind Balsan's in South X at 8 p.m. Okay?
Okay, said Colonel Taylor.
I hurried back to Rover before Colonel Taylor returned. On Friday the 14th, Colonel Taylor said to his wife,
I shall be late for dinner tonight, Rebecca. Don't wait for me.
Why did the colonel lie to his wife about his meeting? Suddenly, I did not like him as much as before, and I felt sorry for Mrs. Taylor.